October 4, 1923. The divine will is everywhere with its immensity, all-seeingness and power, but for the majority of creatures, it is not upon earth as their queen in life. What the creature must do in order to have it is life. I felt I was being destroyed by the pain of the privation of Jesus, with the sad thought that he would no longer come to me. Oh, how piercing it is to think that I would never see again the one who forms my life, my happiness, all my good. While I was thinking about this, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior and told me, "My daughter, how could I leave you if my will is imprisoned in your soul, and giving life to all your acts, carries out its life as within its own center? So, my life is in one point of the earth? Ah, if this life of mine on earth was not there, my justice would pour itself out with such fury as to annihilate it." In hearing this, I said, "My Jesus, your will is everywhere, there is no place in which it is not, and you are saying that it is imprisoned in me? And Jesus, it is indeed everywhere with its immensity, with its all-seeingness and with its power. Like a queen, it subjects everything to itself, allowing no one to escape its empire. But is life in which the creature forms her life, to live her life in the life of my will and to form the life of the divine will on earth, it does not exist. For many who do not do it, it is as if my will did not exist. It happens as if someone had water in his room but would not drink it, or fire but he would not approach it in order to get warm, or bread but he would not eat it. In spite of the fact that he has with himself all these elements which can give life to man, by not taking them, he can die of thirst, cold and hunger. Others take them rarely, and are weak and sick. Others, every day, and these are healthy and robust. Therefore, everything is in the possession of a good, whether the human will wants to take it, and how it wants to take it. And depending on whether it uses it, so does it receive its effects. So is my will. In order to become life of the soul, she must make her will disappear in mine. Her will must no longer exist. My will must take over in all her acts, as the prime act. And so it will give itself to the soul, now as water to quench her thirst with its divine and celestial waters, now as fire, not only to warm her, but to destroy what is human in her and to rebuild in her the life of my will, now as food, to nourish her and to make her strong and robust. Oh, how hard it is to find a creature who surrenders all her rights, to give my will alone the right to reign. Almost all want to keep something of their own will for themselves, and therefore, not reigning in them completely, my will is not able to form its life in all the creatures.